Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear.
Well, good evening, everybody. Glad to have you here with us today.
Hello, hello.
Glad to have you with us here today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm Blog Talk Radio. And wherever you are around the world, I bless you. I encourage you to be stronger now than you have ever been. I encourage you to speak more faith than you've ever spoken. I'm not telling you to go stand in the city square, but I am telling you, be bold. This is the time for Christians to be bold.
Amen.
And if there was ever a time for you to speak like Jesus was coming back tomorrow, it's now, because it's very likely He is coming back tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Now, I encourage you, walk with God. Walk with God. It is time to be walking with God, no matter what. And I just encourage you, no matter what. I just encourage you, no matter what. I wonder how else I can say that. I just encourage you, walk with God. You've got to walk with God. This world is a mess. We're going to deal with that tonight. And you don't have to get caught in it, but you will if you're not walking circumspectly. This is not a time to be messing around.
It is not. No.
It is not a time to be messing around. So here we go. We're going to run on over here to Facebook Live. Page isn't available right now.
Really?
Huh. Huh? Let's try it again. One more time. There's a notification.
There, I got it.
Just inviting a few folks. Helping them get here. Hallelujah. Dan Cottle, first in tonight.
Wow.
Come on, Dan, you and I, let's sing. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. It could be yet today. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in.
And Rebecca is second.
Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in. Oh yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. When the saints come marching in. Somebody play the trombone. Hi, Joe. All right. Hi, Joe. Welcome. Come marching in. When the saints come marching in. How do you guys see these people before us? Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. Brother Mike. When the saints come marching in. Mike and Shannon.
Mike. Is Mike home already?
Mike is home already.
Ooh, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
That's where that happened, was in the garage, in the parking garage at the airport.
Oh, I was thinking on his way out, not, oh yeah, Grand Rapids is dead, okay. I'm catching up now.
Good to have you guys with us. We got a good word tonight, but we have a good word every night. Because it's the word of God. And that word will save your soul. We got a beeping going on up there, though. Hope you got a good cup of coffee. I got a big cup of frosting. Help you get through tonight. I've been meaning to ask you a question. Or anybody else that's a chocolate connoisseur. If you eat a whole tub of frosting in one day, is that equivalent to a whole bag of Snickers? Is It's just a question.
How big is the bag of Snickers?
How big is the bag of Snickers? Amen. Now, hey, Wilma Tony's with us. Bless you, Wilma. It's good to have you with us tonight. God bless you and Jim. God bless Houghton Lake, Michigan. You would think so. Well, you know, you just got to think about this, because I've been trying to see whether I ought to eat this whole thing in one day. But that's a whole pound of chocolate you're eating.
Is that a pound?
Yeah. Now, you might say, Pastor, I thought we was coming here to do something spiritual. Well, we do. We got to let everybody get in, get connected, get hooked up. You got to get them in the right chair in the house, the coffee cup full. Make sure the technology's working good. We want everybody in the flow. Technology is good on our end. And I got word from Brother Warren that he came through the surgery well. We'll hear some more from him probably a little bit later on. Mary Pasterick, welcome. Good to see you tonight, ma'am. Just so you know, the coffee's hot. You can see my kids. See the kids?
And your glasses are on their way back to you.
And your glasses are on your way back to you.
I hope
Amen.
They enjoyed their vacation in North Dakota.
They had a wonderful time here. When you get them, Mary, take them outside and wave them, because it's always a sunshiny day here. We anointed them and sent them back to you. But we did not find your false teeth. At least Snickers has nuts, so that's protein. There's no protein in frosting.
That's true.
Brother Mike, did you hear what she just said? She just spoke very harshly against frosting, that there's no protein in it. I would encourage you to go get your tub and just look on a nutrients tag on the back and see if she's right.
I'm guessing that a Snickers is probably a health food in comparison.
The Snickers is a health food in comparison to milk, chocolate, creamy, supreme?
She's right, without the nuts.
This says 2 tablespoons, which is 33 grams, has 6 grams of fat. That ain't that bad.
That isn't bad.
And 55 grams of sodium. That's bad. Don't need that. So a total of 21 grams of carbs. All right. And it says iron has 1 milligram of iron. So there's iron in this.
So maybe it is a health food after all.
And but it says 0 protein. Rebecca was right. It is not a significant source of cholesterol, fiber, vitamin D, calcium, cholesterol, or potassium. So
how much sugar will molest?
No. It just doesn't have any sugar in it. It's just milk and honey from the promised land. 18 grams of sugar. That probably means a tablespoon is all sugar and chocolate. That's probably what it means. 0 fiber.
Too much.
Don't you just love this family? I do. I think it's great. You might say, Pastor, I thought we was going to do something important tonight. Well, once we get the frosting situation
prayed over.
Well, we got to get it settled so we know exactly how much is biblical, how much is not, how much you should eat during a church service and how much you shouldn't.
Mary wants to know what's up with the frosting. Is YouTube up?
YouTube will be up now. Always remember this, no matter what. If you can't find us on Facebook and YouTube, you will be able to find us on Blog Talk Radio. And
so we say you'll always be able to find us where
you always be able to find us no matter what. And God will help us always be able to find a way to get to you.
Amen.
And I declare in Jesus' mighty name that because of all the hatred and anger against the kingdom of God, that just like 2 Chronicles 20:20, Facebook and YouTube fall into the hands of men and women of God. How powerful would that be? Very powerful. Very, very powerful. Now, we have a really awesome testimony tonight from Brother Mike. Brother Mike had another one of those most amazing experiences that he has had before once or twice. And he's got another powerful one to tell tonight. So in a little bit here, we're going to have him come live, and he'll be on Blog Talk Radio with us and just share the testimony so you can hear him talking. It's just another one of those situations where God has moved. Brother John was telling us about one last night where God talked to him. I encourage every one of you, reach out and find a way to let God use you every single day somewhere doing something in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And tonight we're going to talk about, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, in the last night, and Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and this morning, I shared a Holy Spirit conference from San Diego. If you didn't get a chance to listen to this morning's Holy Spirit conference, man, make sure you listen to it because it's a powerful session. I would imagine you can probably catch a replay on the Community of Faith Facebook page. Now, Facebook announced that today is the last day of the watch party. We'll see if they actually follow through with that.
Why would they?
But here's the idea. It's just one of those powerful sessions with Dr. Mark D. Barclay, where he's not preaching line upon line, precept upon precept. The Holy Spirit is helping him flow. In the beginning of the video, he's laying hands on a few preachers, but just stick in there, because once they receive the offering, he starts flowing. And man, he got talking about seducing spirits and deceiving spirits, and it's a powerful, powerful teaching, and one that's going to help us all in the end times, in Jesus' mighty name. Robert Mulderman is with us tonight.
Hello, Robert.
Robert Mulderman is with us tonight. All right. We're glad to have you, brother. It's good to see you here. Good to see you walking with God. We call that move of yours blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all, this is what we say, Robert. And all that stuff in them boxes, find the right place on the wall, in the garage, the basement, or just down at Goodwill. And may it not be a long and drawn out process. May it happen for you quickly. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Here we go. Are we ready? Let's do this right. It is now, tonight, Thursday. See if you can get it. You ready?
Seems like a difficult thing to say.
I was going to write a book that Jesus was coming back today because it's tax day and the Christians pray more on this day than any that the rapture will come.
Yeah.
But then the guy told me they moved it to like May 17th or something. So I got to rewrite my book now. The rapture will happen on May 17th. All right. Today is 15 April 2021, Thursday night. We're glad to have you with us here tonight. It's going to be a great night studying the Word of God. Our message tonight is going to go right along with the other messages we've been teaching about the righteousness of God, being one with the Father, and how to make a confession of it. Write out a sheet, a study, whatever the word is you want to call it, so you can speak this word and get it down inside of your life. Our title tonight, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Son of Man. Now, this is what we have to say. Father, have your way, here tonight. Amen. Holy Spirit, bring every person here that you want here tonight to be a part of this body and to receive this word from you. We speak that in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. If you will, rise together with me. We'll make the Pledge of Allegiance, have a moment of silence, and get started tonight. Render your honor, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who've been wounded in battle and carry the scars of combat in their spirit and their soul and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who has served in the United States military, who one day said, I will protect and defend this nation and this great Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now join with me as we sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, as we have gathered here again tonight, we declare, as we do every night, may God bless America. You have instructed this group of believers, this body of Christ, to speak, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And every night we come together, we make the same declaration that we do every other night, and that is, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our land. We have turned from our wicked ways. We seek your face. And we know that since you have heard this prayer, this petition that we have asked, we have this petition based on your holy word that declares it to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We speak right now, Psalm 133, verses 1 through 3. How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It's like that holy anointing oil flowed down the beard of Aaron, down his robes. It's like that dew on Mount Hermon, saturates everything. It's that holy anointing that it brings the commanded blessing of the Lord, because we dwell together in unity. And we say it again tonight, God bless America. God bless America. We thank you, Lord, that all across this nation, men and women, young and old, rich and poor, from every cultural background there is, have been on our knees throughout this last year saying, forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our land. God, we need your help. And we know that you have heard that prayer. Tonight, we declare it again. Every pastor, every church, every ministry, every fivefold minister, we declare we function together in unity. So the commanded blessing of the Lord comes upon our prayers, and our enemy is wiped out as in the days of old. We declare that our groups of patriots all across this nation gather together in unity. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We declare that all across this nation, the prayer groups join together in declaring life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness bestowed upon us by Almighty God. We dwell together in unity, and we know this nation is preserved. Father, we declare right now all the branches of the government function together like they're supposed to. The legislative branch, the judicial branch, the executive branch, all doing their part, all with their checks and balances, and yet powerfully moving in this world, resisting all of the wickedness from around the world in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are our lawgiver. You are our judge. And you are our king. And we thank you for it. We pray now for every politician that has gone to Washington, D.C., gone to the capital in their state to make a difference and change their world, even on the local level. In the name of Jesus, we declare the spirit of discernment comes upon you. And you are delivered from all foolish and ignorant men, because not all men have faith. And many are corrupt and wicked and would destroy this nation. Yeah. We say, according to the book of Proverbs, to all of you that are corrupt and wicked with a plan to destroy America, you fall into the pit that you've dug. The trap falls on you. The stone you've rolled down the hill on us crushes you, because our hearts are right. We don't want anything but a great nation. And we declare, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your corruption now destroys your very own place in history. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the word of the Lord, and by the psalm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say this. I bind corruption.
I bind corruption.
I bind every meeting of corruption
that
is going on right now. May the tongue, your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth.
May your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth.
And you not be able to speak. And your wickedness come back on your head.
And your wickedness come back on your head.
Because this is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We declare that good politicians stay good. We declare that our protectors, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, all of our police force, our rescue workers, are protected, and of their own will and choice, they deal with all forms of corruption and drive it out. And you, Father, by the angels of Almighty God, you go through the ranks and you take out the corrupt ones. And America turns to righteousness immediately in the mighty name of Jesus. We are building the walls of righteousness. And we don't care what Sanballat or Tobiah says. We have a desire to work and see the wall rebuilt. And our words, these are mighty, powerful words that we are speaking, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. And now, we thank you for those ministering spirits of the Lord that run hastily to the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seek great deliverance in this nation. Now, let's pray. The prayer about the isms. They're going to put this prayer right in the comments. We got this prayer from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. And then God's given me some more on it, and we've adapted a little bit. This is a great prayer. This is to all the isms, no matter what they are. Say it with me. To all the isms, it is impossible to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's read this verse out of the Passion. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there'll be no breach in our walls. These are the walls that we are building in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. These will be in the comments so you can read them. Copy and paste them into something that you have so that you can have them in case you have an opportunity to pray these prayers and lead people in. Here we go. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us,
that from these
honored fallen,
we take
increased devotion to the cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom.
Right
here, right now, today, and this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. You know, while we were praying there, I heard the Holy Spirit say to read Psalm 144. You have that already?
I see it quickly.
You guys that might have that, grab it and throw it in there. We're going for it. But if you beat us there, that's fine. Psalm 144 is actually David praying against a wicked enemy that has tried to take over Israel. It's a very good psalm to pray because it lays it right out exactly what God thinks about his about our enemies. And I encourage you to very, very specifically pray these prayers every day. We'll get into it a little bit more here as the farther we go into this night. But there we go. Did you pin it? Well, I was having to pin and unpin on my side.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Because the closer we get to the end, the more we realize it's of absolute importance that you and I are on that razor edge, razor sharp edge, just doing the work of God. Are you ready? Here we go. Psalm 144. Everybody pray it out loud together with me. A psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrow and destroy them. Keep going, I lost it.
Stretch out your hand, number 7, from above.
Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of foreigners whose mouths speak lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praise to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners whose mouth speaks lying words and in whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out.
That there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a
in
state.
In such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Now, that's a psalm to speak out loud and declare every single day. Every single day. Now, I'm going to add another set of verses here. I'm just following the leadership of the Holy Spirit here because in the day we live, there's a lot of loud voices, and God wants to be the loudest voice. Everybody read these verses with me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Oh, I thought we had a lawnmower out here. I'm like, there's snow in the yard, guys. What you doing out there? It was just a helicopter. Don't worry about that. She could love to do something for me.
Sunday's here.
Sunday Geyser, I do not have any comments again on YouTube.
Okay, how about now?
On YouTube.
Oh, I can't see on YouTube.
No, I know. I'm just letting you know I can't see what's over there. Okay. Here we go. Verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him, we ask you, do not soon be shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit, by word, or by letter, as from us, as though the day of Christ had already come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Remember this. The Antichrist is trying to mimic everything God does. Jesus was God's son. The Antichrist wants to elevate one of his people and make them the promised child of wickedness. But the book of Isaiah said, you and I are going to look at the devil and say, are you kidding me? That is what caused these men this much trouble? So I'm saying this to you so that we keep the devil in the right spot in our mind. He is under our feet, crushed. Do not give him authority in your life. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining. He may be revealed in his own time. Verse 7, pay attention. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, capital H, who now restrains will do so until he taken out of the way, and the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now, I just want to say that. I want to say it for this point of view, guys. They're talking about this passport, that you won't be able to do anything unless you have got this deal in your hand. You know, that passport thing. I'm saying this on purpose to you by the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Israel has already passed it. They have a form of it already.
Really?
Now, I'm going to tell you something about world end time prophecy. In the day we live, Israel is never going to be wiped out again. Yeah. Every player is positioned in the right spot right now for the rapture to happen today. There's no more prophecies that have to be fulfilled. There's nothing else that has to be done. And this act of Israel passing this and making it law where you can't move unless you got that stamp.
Wow.
That makes this thing so close. I encourage you to tell everybody you know, get right with God. Some of you saw my book today that said, the rapture could happen today because of the taxes, and many Christians are in this day are saying, oh, you know, rapture take place because of the taxes. And that was kind of a funny deal, but it was very specifically designed to say to people, rapture is going to happen. You've got to be ready. Stay ready. Keep watching. Amen?
Amen.
Why? Because your redemption is drawing real nigh. Like we're there. Like, see if you can tell if this is his trumpet or mine. You could hear this at any moment. This is like really serious. And I encourage you, tell everybody you know to be reconciled with God. Tell everyone you know.
Amen, amen, amen.
Just say it. Just say everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I'm going to tell people to be reconciled with God.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Just receive Jesus. And then receive all of the cleansing and healing and victory and power and might and dominion and strength and glory and honor and power.
Mm-hmm.
Nigh like near. Near like near. That's really good, Rebecca. I'm serious about it. Because all of the scripture says, that's not coming yet. Not going to be a part of that Antichrist mark of the beast. All of scriptures. And you're going to tell me that Google and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram couldn't come together? Those three giants? Well, Google and YouTube are already together. Have those four giants come together and create a system that totally controls everybody? Get everyone you know reconciled to God. Quit talking about God's judgment. Talk about his goodness.
Amen.
Reconciliation. And your life will be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Now, just in case you're wondering, that all of that was about praying for America. I encourage you, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If there's ever been a time you pray, make it today, the day you're praying now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, because I don't know. When I read that today about Israel, I'm like, wow, that is really a very, 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 very interesting situation. Hey, I just outsmarted YouTube and got my comments.
Hallelujah.
And wait a minute, it's so good. Why didn't I think of that earlier?
And say hello to our Chris Rich is here.
Chris Rich, Sunday Geyser, welcome guys. Watch this. Good word. Dan's got a good word. Are you calling in, Dan? You got a good word? I think he was telling me I had a good word. Appreciate your help, brother. Thank you, Dan.
Dan always does have a good word, though.
Appreciate your help. Now, we've got a testimony tonight from Brother Mike. Brother Mike, if you would like to call in, that's fine. Brother Warren, if you're there, shoot me a message somewhere and let me know that you are there. Ken, I don't know how much you can say, Warren, but everybody's going to be interested in an update from you because we were praying for you. That's a little weird, but it's all right.
What?
I got technology everywhere tonight. I got a technology buzz going on, but it's a good one. Hey, Sunday Geyser, Chris Rich, welcome. Who we got in YouTube? All right, Sister Leanne, Sunday Geyser, Chris Rich, Brother Shannon's here, Robert, Wilma, Kelly, Dan and Gwen, Rebecca Smith. Who else? Have we seen Bell yet? Hi, Bell. Mary Pasterick's with us. Good to have everybody with us. Got the whole crowd tonight. It's a powerful. It's a very simple testimony, but it's one of them you want to hear and then grow and develop in this. Because I've been seeing this for a long time, that this was coming, and I didn't know how to say it. I've been seeing it, but I didn't know how to say it. Well, then Mike got the testimony of putting that money into that one situation and then putting his hands under the automatic towel dispenser. It kicked out $40 to him right out of the paper towel thing.
I still just love that. It's like amazing. Amazing, God.
And you look at it and you're like, wow, how does this work? Here, I got to have my speaker back real quick here, love. Get all the technology working. I see Brother Mike's here. Everybody pay attention. Brother Mike is back in Michigan. Good evening, caller. You're live.
Howdy, Pastor. How are you?
Brother, we're doing good. How about you?
I'm doing better than I deserve, my friend. Way better than I deserve.
You know, you sound like you have your Michigan voice, not your Utah voice.
I'm not sure if there's really a Utah accent. Not that I notice, anyway.
Yeah, but you sound different when you're home.
Oh, that's probably just a piece of the ah.
Aha! Hallelujah. And coffee from your own coffee cup.
Right, that I'm not allowed to get for myself.
Amen.
Shannon spoils
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
My Lord, Shannon spoils me.
That's awesome.
That's good.
That makes you mostly.
But in my world, Mike, that made her the boss, so I don't know what to tell you.
Oh.
Go ahead,
nope,
brother.
Not touching it.
No, yeah.
Nope. Backing away.
So how are the matter in sales going?
You know, I could probably make a killing just selling to CLS people. Pastor Sam's good for at least one a week.
Wait.
I'm not far behind.
At first, it was just a little stepladder. Now I need that 28-foot extension with the hook on it.
Right?
Oh.
Go ahead, brother. Set it up.
Yeah, it's an awesome story.
All right. So I landed, and I'm in the parking garage, and I turned you on, and it was funny because you were saying I was going to get free parking. So you owe me $198, by the way. But, so I go into the credit card lane to pay, and I put in the ticket, and it tells me $198, and I give her my corporate American Express, and it spits out this receipt, and the gate doesn't open. I'm like, what in the world? So I look at the receipt, and it says declined. Now every, I don't know, couple years or so, there's some weird algorithm that we happen to hit, probably because there's charges in three different states, and American Express can't keep up or whatever. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just throw my card in there and expense it out. So I put in my card, and the same thing happened. And I went, what in the world is going on here? So I threw in another card. And the same thing happened. It's kind of the definition of insanity, right? You do the same thing over and over expecting a different result.
Especially with technology.
Right? You know, so the first one was kind of normal, although not normal, but yeah, okay, it's been probably 3 years since the corporate card got declined. I don't remember the last time any of my stuff was declined, but I'm just wanting to get home. So, I mean, I'm just throwing cards in there as fast as I can, and it keeps spitting me out receipts saying no decline, no decline, no decline. So I push the button, and the lady comes across the intercom, and she says, "Can I help you?" And I said, "I think something's wrong with your machine here because it's declined every card I have on me." And she said, "Well, get the ticket back and come over here to me in lane one." So then I had to get her to explain to me how to get the ticket back because I've never had to do that. So she told me what to do, and the ticket came back to me, and I backed up and got some people a little irritated, I think, but that's okay. I get over to lane one, which is cash only, and I'm thinking, cash only? I done told you that it wouldn't accept my card. I don't think I have $198 on me. Actually, I know I don't. So I get up to the window, and I give her the ticket, and she says $198, and I gave her the Corporate American Express card. And in the background, I don't think she realized that I could hear, or maybe she did, or she wasn't thinking about it. But she was talking to her coworker, and I don't remember if it was gas or gas and electric. I think it was both, because that seems to be how they do things around here. But it was, if she didn't have $250 by tomorrow, they were going to disconnect her service. And so I'm not really wanting to listen to this, but it's what's in your ear, so it's what you hear. And the Lord said, give her what's in your wallet. And I said, but there's only $30 in there. And he said, give her everything in your wallet. I'm like, okay, I'll give her everything in my wallet, knowing that there's only $30 there. So she gives me back the receipt because the card was accepted this time. And took out my wallet, and I grabbed all the cash that was in it, and I handed it to her. And she said, well, what's this for? And I said, that's to help you out with your problem. And she counts it. And yes, there's the $30 there. There's three tens, which I knew that I had. But under those three tens were four $100 bills. Woo! I'm going to say you're not wooing. I like paused for the woo, and you didn't woo right away. There was that delayed reaction. And she's looking at me, and she's like, I don't even know you. And I said, it's okay, because what's inside of me knows who's inside of you. And she starts crying, and my eyes are leaking, and I'm like, Lord, how did you do that? How did you do that? Was the hundreds ever in my hand, or did that happen after there was that exchange? I don't know. But we talked for a couple minutes after that. She was kind of doing that ugly girl cry with the whole gasping and everything else. And I've been known to be a sympathetic crier, so I'm trying not to full-blown cry, but I am full-blown leaking eyes. And so I'm driving down the road, and I'm taking pictures of these declined receipts and the accepted receipt and trying to tell everybody what just happened while I'm texting and driving. Thank God we got a good co-pilot. So, yeah, that's in a nutshell. It's not a hour-long testimony. It's a 5-10-minute deal, but how awesome is that?
It is amazing.
Declined every card in my wallet to get that interaction. I think that's one of the most amazing things to me, is declined every card in my wallet to get that interaction.
Wow.
You know, wow. And the $30, that was for me saying, yeah, you actually knew what you had in your wallet this time.
Right.
But
right.
I'm wondering, what the significance of $430 is to her, because I'm thinking there's something else that I didn't overhear. I'm thinking the $250 wasn't it, and that $430 is going to have a very, very, very significant meaning to her, whether she already knows it or not.
It's going to come right out to $430, and she's going to just stand there and look at it like, are you kidding me? I didn't even know the guy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
When God tells you to do something, you just do it.
Amen, amen.
And how many times, Mike, how many times has the Holy Spirit told us to do something like that? And you look in your wallet or your pocket and you say, yes, sir, but it's not there. And yet.
That was my argument.
Wow.
You know, wow. I'm thinking Cash App, PayPal, whatever. You tell me to take care of this, I'm going to take care of this. But no, give her everything in your wallet. Okay.
Wow. Wow. But now let's, I know you said this is only a 5-minute session, but wait. I mean, let's get serious with this in this last year. It was the lady that had, maybe $50 who filled her freezer with meat and ate it for 2 months?
Oh, man, The best math we figured was, she had 40, maybe 50 bucks. Maybe. Couldn't have been a lot.
And she told you the story, her freezer was still full of food.
Right, like 2 months later. Yeah, she tells me she goes, she takes something out, and, you know, you don't really notice whether the amount of food in the freezer went down or not. And she's like, Mike, if I took a picture of that when you left and a picture of that now that you came back, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Isn't that something?
And you know, then it's just,
who's going to wait longer,
man,
you or me?
I was just going to go into him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Because whoever thinks to ask for that?
Yeah. 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 And think about the story you got where the Bibles. Think about the Bibles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still stuttering about that story about the Bibles, but
doesn't the Holy Spirit know the Bible's copyrighted? He just can't produce another Bible. Come on. Oh, but apparently he can.
Yeah,
and will and does.
Yeah. And then $40 in the paper towel dispenser.
I know. We got lunch.
I'm telling you right now.
A nice tip.
I'm telling you right now. I've gone into every bedroom I've been in. I use the paper towel thing. I don't just wipe it on my pants anymore. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. Now we got four $100 bills coming out of somewhere. So everybody make sure you say yes about whatever he says.
Amen.
What an amazing statement.
Yes, it is.
And look at
more important than the money.
Right.
More important than the money. Look at how God touched her in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just being there witnessing it was an amazing thing to me. Talk about infallible proof.
I'll tell you what. Now, you know, I used all those other stories because every one of those is something that you've seen in this last year. You didn't set out that day to say, well, let's see if I can see a big miracle on this day. You're just doing your daily duty, walking with God, saying, here am I, Lord, send me. And he didn't show you an infallible proof because he wanted to show you an infallible proof. He showed you an infallible proof because he was changing somebody else's life.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. And we got to see it. We got to see that glimpse of God.
I mean, it's like the money that the lady sold India for the attorney thing for that, helping that lady get her green card.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first seed ever sown to me personally. And that was funny. Man, I'm going to tell this story a little bit because this is a cool story.
It is a cool story.
That was a whole bunch.
And I wish Zuckerberg wouldn't have banned that account so I could actually read it basically word for word of how that phone conversation went.
Yeah.
But she's like arguing with me, you know, like I'm not the right person. I'm not what you're looking for. And I'm like, oh, really? Because COF prayed me in a laborer last night, and you are it. You're a paralegal. So we get to Maria's house. You know, she's going to prepare the paperwork and yada, yada, yada. And Maria had asked if we could do communion, and I'm like, absolutely we can do communion.
Oh, yeah, that's
first
good,
time I'd ever done that face-to-face. First time I'd ever done that face-to-face. So, and I think really it's what she was used to because she was a Catholic girl and things are supposed to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, but I'm at Reese's and I was going to pick up like oyster crackers or something. And I was like, no, pick up that dinner, that fresh baked roll over there. So I picked that up and grabbed a thing of grape juice. And I get there and Maria's asking about it. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. And Jennifer's like, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know. And I said, well, do you care if we do it? And she's like, no, I don't care if we do it. And then Maria's like, well, do you mind if we do communal cup? I'm like, I don't care. That's my background. We can roll with that. So we have this communal cup, and I'm breaking bread. And it was just weird because she just reached in there like, I'm going to get me some of this. And she reached in there and grabbed a piece of bread. So I'm like, praise God.
Come on.
So then she's asking, well, how do you do what you do? And I'm like, what do you mean, how do I do what I do? And she's like, well, who pays for it? And I'm like, well, God pays for it. And that led into our conversation. She goes into her purse. And granted, she was there to help us to prepare this paperwork. That's the other cool thing is she went from I don't have standing to do this paperwork to we're down on the bottom of the immigration forms. It says preparer's signature. And she said, are you going to sign this, Mike? Because I'd really like to sign it. And I said, you go right on ahead and sign it. And, I mean, it was like she was John Hancock. It was big and bold. And so, oh, Jesus. Yes, there's another part of this story as well because this wasn't cheap.
Come on.
This wasn't cheap at all because I forget now the number, but that application, ooh, I want to say total it was like $2,700 or something like that.
Wow.
But because Maria's freezer was full, because she didn't have to pay for all of that, when the first stimulus check came, because she was here legally and paying taxes and et cetera, she got that money. So it was that stimulus package that actually went to the State Department that paid for her citizenship without a lawyer.
Yeah.
I was wondering how we were going to believe for that money, because at this point I'm already stretched to a level I've never been before. And I'm like, how are we going to pay for this? You told me to do this. You told me to walk this out. But I'm looking at my wallet, and there wasn't that kind of cash there.
Right.
Not to be able to do it anyway. But anyway, Jennifer gives me $200, and I didn't even know what to do. And, you know, I'm texting Pastor Sam, and I'm like, do I tithe on it? What do I do? Because the only instruction the Spirit gave me was to find it, bless it, receive it. Okay, I accomplished those three tasks. Now what?
Yeah.
You know, and I think Dr. Barclay probably says it best, where he's like, I don't understand pastors who don't tithe. You're a Christian first, aren't you?
Yeah, right. Right.
So why do you think that your office excludes you from one of
exactly
the most fundamental things? So,
yeah.
But me being stupid, I'm like, I guess I shouldn't say being stupid, but being naive to the process and what exactly is supposed to happen here. Do I tithe on it? Do I pass the whole thing along? What do I do? Well, I can't pass the whole thing along because it's already been defined. I want you to use this elsewhere. So what do I do with it? Yeah, so in case any of you guys are curious, yes, the answer is you tithe on it.
Amen. Amen. You tithe. Tithe on anything that comes through the door. Eh?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess the end of this story, which Pastor Sam knows, and I don't know if I don't know if we've talked about this on the program or not, but whole family are citizens now.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Man. Come on, man.
And Maria is no longer working at the hotel.
God.
Her husband got a way better job, so she doesn't have to work anymore. And just amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
And it's just being faithful, Mike. That's the most amazing part of it, is you're just being faithful to hear the word of God, hear the voice of God, and just do what he says to do. With no hesitation or limitation on him saying, no, I won't do that. And some people don't understand that part. But I encourage everybody to just look at God and say, here am I, send me, help me be used of you to bless every person around me everywhere I go. And just let him use you. I mean, it's like you said, every credit card in your wallet you went through before you had to go over there to the window where the lady was that needed the help.
Amen. Yeah, because I was stuck in that flesh replay. You know, like, that didn't work. Let's do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, knowing full well that there's no way everything is declined.
Well, and so, you know, Mike, the reason why I really wanted to call in about this, well, I mean, it's just a simple story, and it's a great one. Between your wallet and her hand, four $100 bills joined in.
I know.
And you know, a couple of weeks ago, you're like, it just doesn't seem like this cash in my pocket goes down. You know, it just keeps staying there, and I keep blessing people and doing everything. But I want to say this about the day that we're living in right now. You should probably, every one of us should be saying to the gas you put in your tank, and just stretch right now. This tank will last me $500, 500 miles. Because the barrel of meal for the widow that was taking care of the prophet didn't run dry until the drought was over.
Amen.
And I think there's just been a whole mess of this that we've continually done in our own strength and said, well, I'm strong. I got a job. I can take care of myself. And God's up in heaven saying, well, why don't you let me take care of you?
Right. Right.
Well, Pastor, I got a job.
Yeah, you know, but the problem with a job is that's what we do. But is that who we really are?
Yeah, there you go.
Amen, Mike.
There you go.
You know, electromechanical field service engineer, that's what I do. I punch in and I punch out. We don't ever punch in and out being ministers of reconciliation.
Never.
Amen.
Ambassadors of Christ. Never. That's who we are. Now, having said that, the choice is pretty easy. I mean, everybody at work, your boss tells you to do something, whether you like it or not, you do it.
Yeah.
And that's just what you do. Now, who you are, you need to lean in, listen to the Spirit. And it might not make sense, but it will make faith. You just do it.
You just do it. And may the day come for every one of us that we're not talking about $30, we're talking about $300, $3,000, $30,000.
Yeah.
Because it's what difference is it to you and me? What difference is it that God Almighty moves in a way like that, that transforms that person's life that they need so desperately, and you just say, here am I, Lord, send me. Am I writing a check? Like you just said, am I going to use Cash App, PayPal, write a check, credit card? What am I going to do? No, give her 30. Watch me make it grow.
Yeah. It's amazing way.
It's not my money. Everything I am and everything I hope to be rests on him and his righteousness.
Amen.
There ain't a mic in there.
Yeah, amen, Mike. Amen. Well, you know, I don't know if you ever said it about SMT Iron. Not look what the guy did about that.
Oh,
I did not ever tell that story. I don't think I'm positive that I didn't. But, yeah, that was that was kind of funny because I I'll tell this one real quick, seeing as you're baiting a hook and casting it out there.
Hold on, hold on.
Hey, Pastor Sam had been.
Hold on just a second, Mike. Brother Robert said, I've had many God bless gas pump moments like that recently. The gas price and tank size did not equal the mile driven, but praise God. And then Brother Dan said,
come on.
Very true. Not in our own strength. Now change that thought pattern, because really that's what we're dealing with here is changing our thought pattern that says it's all in my hands of how much I can make, how much I got, when really it's in our mouth of how much we can speak. God move with me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Go, brother. Go.
Amen.
FBI. I'm going to go get another cup of coffee and let my wife sit here because I can get up and move while you're talking.
All right. SMTI, been talking to Pastor Sam, some conversations, me and the Spirit. Ended up in Tulsa because that seems to be where a lot of my testimony stemmed from because I spent a lot of time there last year. And I was in the local church there, and Pastor Paul delivered this amazing sellout message. And it wasn't anything that I hadn't heard before, but it was the fact that a complete stranger was in the pulpit preaching it that just made me grab a hold of it. Let me actually open my notes. I have this in my notes. One moment.
While you're looking at your notes, is Shannon keeping track of all of these stories? Because we've written...
it's hard to forget them.
Huh?
I actually have notes with these stories in there, like when it happened, what happened.
Okay, good.
So,
because we've heard about that. There's so many wonderful things just in this last year that have happened that we don't want to forget any of them.
Right. Oh, yeah. So the sellout message was sell out to your sphere, meaning that you need roots. Sell out to your standard. The reference there was Daniel 1:8. Daniel refused to defile himself with the king's delicacies, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Sell out to your season. Don't wish you were someplace else. You are where God placed you. That's 1 Corinthians 7:17. Sell out to your sacrifice. Sell out to your seed you were called to sow. Sell out to your strategy. Sell out to your strength. And sell out to servant leadership, which is John 3:30. I must decrease that you may increase. So I walk into this meeting upstairs. This is actually a double-headed deal. But I walk into this meeting, and we get done with the meeting, and I'm sitting there. Everybody left, and he goes, Mike, I don't know what's changed about you, but he goes, I was always happy when you were here before, but now, he goes, I don't know what it is. It's just this feeling that everything's going to be okay. There's just this calm the second you walk through the door.
I love that.
And I said, well, that's the result of my prayers. Because the Spirit told me to be bold, because at that point, the Spirit still had to tell me to be bold. Now the Spirit tells me to tone it down a hair every once in a while. And he's like, what are you talking about? So I recited the first prayer that the Spirit ever gave me to speak, you know, which is, Lord, I will not hinder, restrict, or limit your presence in my life another moment. Guide me through my day. That glory, honor, and praise may be brought to your kingdom. So I'm explaining this to him, and I mean, this just went in 50 directions in about a two-hour conversation.
Wow.
And
in the plant, who is the guy you're talking to?
Plant manager. But at any rate, you don't get any higher in the plant. And this was kind of floored me because, you know, he's in the flesh there. And he goes, have you thought about doing this? Because you'd probably be pretty good at it. So now I have Sam in my ear. I have the Spirit in my ear. I just heard this sellout message. And I'm like, okay. God, I'm all in. So I invite him to church with me. Now, because of the scamdemic, this was on a Thursday, and Friday he wasn't even in the building. And he said, well, I'll talk to my wife and I'll text you or give you a call or something. And I said, okay. He came in Friday when he wasn't even supposed to be there. And he said, come up to my office for a second. So I went up to his office. And he put the tuition in my hand.
Come on.
And said, yes, him and his wife would be there. But that's not even the coolest part of the story here, guys, because he'd been beat down with religiosity and churchianity and yada, yada, yada. He agrees to go to church. So me, him, and his wife, we go to church Sunday morning. And I'm kind of explaining things to them, going, this ain't what you're used to. People are going to hug you. People are going to – this is a charismatic church. There's going to be some things that you didn't see in your background. So we get done with service, and we're sitting there and we're talking, having a cup of coffee at the concession area. And I don't really know what to say. I'm getting sifted like wheat at this point, because what I had heard ever since he said, yes, I'll go to church with you, is, who do you think you are? You walked away from the church for 20 years, which is true. I've walked away from that denomination and, I don't know, a long time ago, and just recently got back, March 22nd of 2020 to be exact. But and he could have said a lot of things, but what him and his wife said to me was, well, how did you get free from it? And I'm like, oh, come on, Jesus, come on. I can talk about how I got free from it. I can't necessarily give you the theologically sound answer, but I can tell you how I got free.
Amen.
And I started speaking that. And the next thing I know, I'm introducing them to the growth track people. You know, we set the hook, gave their lives back to Christ, went through the growth track process. I don't know if they're doing the Dream Team thing or not right now, to be honest with you. But they're still active in the church. So out of that one, you had the heavens rejoice over two souls giving themselves to Jesus. You had tuition hit my hand. Oh, and at that moment, that was the most amazing thing that had happened to me.
Yeah. But you know, today. But here's the thing. I just wanted you to call tonight and talk about what happened today, because I think that's so amazing. But it's like Brother Dan just said right there. This is very true. Not in our own strength. Now, Lord, help us change our thought pattern that keeps limiting this stuff in our life. I mean, I think it's awesome that God had that situation happen for you and that lady today. And you gave her $30, and it turned into $430. And like you said, that's going to be an exact figure for that young lady. And she's going to stand there shaking her head going, what just happened to me? And if God
Amen.
Will do that with your $30, what else does he want to do with this if we'll just let him say, go do this? Oh, really? Yeah.
Amen.
All right, here we go. and then let him do work, because he knows what he's doing.
Amen. No, it's kind of funny, because we were talking, Pastor, about last time I called in, you know, we were talking about, well, how much are you giving MasterCard? And as I was driving down 131, I got to thinking about that, because I don't really think, and I could be wrong, but I don't really think credit cards are necessarily the system that he has designed for us.
Right.
Yeah. You could be wrong, but I don't think you are.
Right. I mean, it can literally create some bondage there. And, you know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So there's a real chance there, if you're not really, really, really paying attention. And that's exactly what's going to happen to you with credit card debt. But because he's the King of Kings, because he's the Lord of Lords, because that system has to answer to him, whether he designed it or not.
Yep.
Amen.
Decline, 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 decline. Go over here. Do what I'm telling you to do. Approved. Now, let's take the flip side of that. Since he is able to decline a card that should have been approved, he's able to approve a card that should be declined. And you can reach that out into whatever area in your life that you need to hear that. Doesn't necessarily have to be a, you know, you got $10 available in, on your credit card and you're trying to charge 50. Yes, that can be approved. But wherever you're lacking in your life, just remember that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is ready, willing, and able to intercede on your behalf.
Well, it's like that story with Dr. Bill Winston. And I don't remember where it was at. It's like in the Bahamas or somewhere. They were at that conference. And the conference speaker paused while he was talking and said, by the Spirit of God, somebody here today is going to leave this meeting and have, was it $1 million or $5 million in their account? It was a very large number. I think it was $1 million. You're going to have $1 million with a paper trail in your account that was not there, and it came from no other place but God. And one of the people in that meeting left that day and went out and looked in their account and literally had an extra $1 million in there. Now, it wasn't there to make him a fat and sexy go-lay-by-the-swimming-pool nothing person. The man of God with a serious plan that needed that $1 million, but God put $1 million in that dude's account.
Right. Amen.
And we're the ones that limit it. It's the other story that you hear Dr. Winston tell about the young man and his wife who was in the church hearing him teach about getting out of debt, getting out of debt, getting out of debt. God will provide all your needs. And they had horrible credit and made a mess, but they just kept faithfully sowing and tithing and giving and doing what God told him to do. And he woke up one morning and God said, go buy a car. And they looked at each other and were like, I wonder what that means. But they both prayed in the spirit and said, well, all right, let's go. They get down there to the dealership. The car they want to buy is on the showroom floor. They go in the room with the guy and they sit down and they run numbers. And the guy looks at him and is like, dude, you can't buy nothing. You have horrible credit. And he's sitting in that seat saying, what did you tell me, Lord? And the Holy Spirit said, get up and go out in the showroom. And they stood out there by that car and prayed in the Spirit. You want to know why you need to pray in the Holy Ghost? Because you never know when you're going to use it. It's like Mike said a minute ago. It don't make sense, but it definitely makes faith. God said, walk around this car 7 times praying in the Holy Ghost. So they did it. They got done. They said, what?
7 times.
7 times. In the showroom, brother.
I kind of recall somebody else walking around something 7 times.
Yes, you do. And if you've been in the kingdom very long, you've gone out and walked around something 7 times before. I have. I know I have. Now, here's the thing.
Amen.
God said, go back in there and sit down. Tell him to run your numbers again. You want to talk about making faith? When that guy just looked at him and said, you can't buy anything? That couple went back in, sat down, and said, would you please run our numbers again? He said, well, I just did. They're like, that's all right. Do it again. That's that bold faith you're talking about.
Right? Right. Amen.
And the guy said, all right, well, give me your social security number. And he did that. And he goes, wow, that's been a mistake. You have perfect credit and no debt. God had won it all the way when they went and walked around that car 7 times. Wait, is there anybody here walking around a car 7 times for all your debt to be gone? Everybody's like, hang on, Ethel, we're going to the car dealer the first thing in the morning. I like how you said that, Dan. Now, Lord, help change the thought pattern in our heart that we would listen to the voice of God because we are one with the Father.
Yeah, it's those self-inflicted hindrances. It really is.
Amen.
It really is.
Look at Mary. And when my property sells, there will be a bidding war and will generate enough funds to pay the bank, all the real estate fees, taxes, IRS, and money for that. I claim it in the name of Jesus. And Mary, we put our faith with your faith, and I declare God on earth something you don't even see yet.
Because of your faith. I stand in agreement.
And your determination to walk with God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Well, Brother Mike, thanks for the last 10 minutes. Appreciate you calling in for such a short call.
No problem. I mean, I wish I could hang out with you guys longer, but, you know, that 30 seconds was all I had to give.
It's all right, man. I appreciate you being willing to tell you the testimony, because it truly helps people begin to be able to see it and get a grasp on it.
Yeah.
How many times have we looked at the 20 bucks in your pocket and said, well, what could this do to help somebody? And if we pull it out and let God make it do 150, come on, Jesus. I've never thought that before, but I've given a lot.
Well, think about it. Go ahead. Think about the loaves and fishes. Oh, gee.
Yes, amen.
What was God looking for there with the disciples? He was looking for somebody to partner with.
Yep.
You feed them. What do you
yep.
got? Well, I only have a couple bucks. You feed them.
Amen.
What amen. Just happened this afternoon? Looking somebody for somebody to partner with so he could put his hand to it. 30 bucks wasn't going to get her out of her jam.
No. No. No, but 30 bucks.
Like our father's.
Go ahead.
Always looking. Always looking. Always, always, always looking. But are we listening?
Yeah, and 30 bucks not only solved her problem, but it created faith in every one of us that's heard the story that God will do the same thing for us.
Amen. Yeah, it's just a drop in the bucket to him.
Yes, it is.
It's okay, you need out of this financial jam. Okay, I can do that. You need healing in your body. Okay, I can do that. You need that. You need that. You need that. You need that. It's just amazing. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And he's filled with infallible fruit if you and I will just ask him for that every single day. And that's where we come up short. He wants to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. But if you ain't asking or thinking anything bigger than just a little dabble, do you? Then he can't do more for you than what you're willing to let him do.
Amen.
I'm preaching better than you're shouting, and Mike really preached better than anybody shouted.
You just couldn't hear it.
Oh, man.
No. All right, brother. God bless you, man. Thanks for calling in.
God bless you too, Pastor. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Love all you guys sitting at home, watching and listening. And
amen. 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 Don't worry about that little lag there. That's just silence because of the lag. We're all right.
That almost got the awkward silence. Well, really, did I say something?
Mary said, I'm eating.
Waiting for the muted.
Yeah. Mary said, I'm eating frosting. I can't shout. That's why we're having a quiet time tonight. Mary's eating frosting. Everyone in favor of eating some frosting, raise your frosting and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Bless you, brother. Love you, man.
Love you too, Pastor. We'll talk to you.
Now, you know, I said what I said earlier about the whole situation with this ID card, and I forget what they call this, passport and all that. I said what I said on purpose with that tonight by the direction of the Holy Spirit, because in the day that we live, guys, it is of absolute importance that we begin to walk so far out beyond what humans are saying we can do. I mean, just think about what we just said about that money. What if in a small town they were to say, that fuel truck is not going to get to your gas station? But the local man at the gas station was a man of God. And the local man at the gas station said, well, this tank's empty now for a month, but we're still pumping it up. And so everybody that comes to get fuel, they just pump fuel and he gives it to them, and everybody just keeps pumping, and the tank just keeps pumping fuel.
Yeah.
These kind of miraculous stories are not weird. They're not strange. They're in the Bible.
Yep.
They're in the Bible. I want to read one. Now, this is not what I had prepared for tonight, but guess what? This is what we're doing today. Watch this. Let's go to, first of all, to Joel chapter 2, and let's put some meat to this thing that we've been talking about here. Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter, oh my goodness. Verse 25, 26, and 27. All right. Thank you, brother, for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
25, Joel 2, 25. There you go. I will restore to you the local, oh my goodness. All right, brother Dan, you call in and finish the rest of the night for us, brother. 25, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. It don't matter whether it's big, little, chewing, don't matter. 28, you will eat your bread in plenty. Say it with me, more than enough.
More than enough.
More than enough.
More than enough.
Be satisfied. And when you are, you will praise the name of the Lord your God. You're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, you're going to have plenty, and then praise his name. Many people eat and are satisfied and never say a word of thanksgiving to God. Somebody say, help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Who has dealt wondrously for you. Why? My people will never be put to shame. 27, you will know I am in the midst of Israel. I'm the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people will never be put to shame. Say the words, never.
Never.
Never, never, never. Isaiah chapter 61. You know, you got a mess going when you've got every verse underlined. Now you can't find the verse you're trying to underline. Isaiah 61, and we're going to go 6 and 7. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat riches of the Gentiles. In their glory you shall boast. That means the wicked are going to be pumping money to you. Say it with me. May God help the wicked pump money to me.
Yes, help the wicked pump money to
me. Amen. May they just come in. May they just come and bring it. And bring it abundantly. Amen. 7. Look at this says. Instead of shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of shame, you will have double honor. Have you had shame in your life anywhere, at any moment, anytime? God said to the children of Israel, and when you look at this chapter, Isaiah 61 is God prophesying about you and me. Verse 1 and 2 is about Jesus. The last half of 2 and the rest of the chapter is about you and me and our ministry on this earth. And verse 7 says, instead of shame, you will have double honor. You won't have it if you don't ask for it, expect it, and walk in it. Say this with me. Exceeding abundantly above.
Exceedingly abundantly above.
Now, everybody, nobody's saying thing publicly, but just write down on a piece of paper or something right there close to you how much money you're actually in debt. Don't put it publicly. All right? So write it down. Everybody do it. Write down how much you're in debt. Of all your debts put together, write down how much you're in debt right now. Everybody just do it. Don't look at me. Don't scowl. Don't say anything. No, just do it. Like we're we are doing an spiritual exercise that Brother Dan just said, change the thought process. Now, it's not every dollar and cent. Just throw a rough figure out there of how much you're in debt. All right? Now turn in your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep your finger in Joel chapter 2, though. Deuteronomy. We're going to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. Brother Leo was saying the other day, I've never seen anybody with so many bookmarks in their Bible. Well, that's not that many favorite verses. Deuteronomy 28, and let's look at this one. We're going to go down here to verse 8. The Lord will command the blessing on you. Not a blessing, the blessing.
The
blessing is what brings blessings into your life. The blessing of the Lord is what makes you rich, abundantly blessed in every area of your life. All right? On you in your storehouses, that's your savings account, and in all in which you set your hand, he will bless you in the land which the Lord has given you. You're not buying this land he's given you. He's given it to you. You might say, Pastor, I don't get that yet. It's all right. Just say, Lord, help me get it.
Lord, help me.
Amen. Now, let's go down here to verse 12. And the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give rain to your land. In its season, it just did it for us. All the snow's melted today. Went down in the ground, got some moisture, green grass is up. Ready? And to bless all the work of your hand, you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Say this. Don't put it publicly, but say out loud how much you're in debt. And say it with me. I'm not in debt this much. That's how much I'm going to lend.
Amen.
He said that you will be the lender and not the borrower.
Yes, he did.
These verses are for you. You and I are blessed through our father Abraham. Verse 13. and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Keep reading. You will be above only and not beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God. Say with me, above only, not beneath, the lender, and not the borrower. Now, Isaiah 61 said, you will have double for your shame. Have you ever had anything that created shame in your life? People have had, I have had tax debt. Some people have had mortgages go upside down. Some people had the whole market turn on them. Some people had a pandemic try to crush them. And I say that all this money that's been given to these foreign nations, it fails to get there. And Second Chronicles 20:20 style, it comes to you and my as what do they call it when you go get the stuff that's left after war? Spoiled. As the spoils of war come to you because they're trying to destroy our nation, we, the people of God, say, you don't get to destroy this nation. You're corrupted and fall in your own ditch. And just like Second Chronicles 20:20, out of our mouth we speak the glory of God, and you fall, and that money comes to us, and it takes us 3 days to carry it away. Pastor, come on. Well, let me throw another verse at you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works in you. You got to have the Holy Spirit in you. It's got to be working. But then he said, exceeding abundantly above. I've been telling you guys for a while, we need several employees here to help us get this work done. And that's about three people. That's about 50 grand a piece, 75 grand a piece by the time we go through it. I keep speaking it. We need three employees, 75 grand. I'm going to tell you something. There's no reason why you can't look and say, bring it through me, Jesus. I'll sow it in one seed. That's what I keep saying. That's what Ann and I keep saying. By the time we hire an employee, pay all the taxes, pay insurance, take care of them for their equipment they need, it's going to cost us $75,000. All right? But guess what? That lady needed $30 today. And it's like Brother Mike just said, Jesus was looking for somebody to partner with to feed them people. And he said to the disciples, well, what do you got? And they're like, abadi, 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 abadi. Rather than just saying, well, I got 30 bucks. They said, we got 5 fish and 3 loaves, but what is that among so many? Let's start saying, well, you know, everybody's got the app now on their phone. Looks like I got $893.75 in my account, Lord. That's how much we got. What are you going to do with it? Because I know you want us to be able to get this work accomplished, these things done. Bam, there it is. See, all of a sudden, it breaks all the barriers off of us. Say it, break the barriers.
Break the barriers.
Now, Brother Mike said that credit card that can say, no, it's declined, can also say to a declined one, yes. Second Kings chapter 4. Second Kings 4. 1-7. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome, YouTubers. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Mr. Sunday Geyser, Chris Rich. Love you guys over there. Everybody's been a little quiet tonight, but that's all right because we're really growing in God. But don't be quiet just because you feel like being quiet. shout or something.
I
love you guys. I love this body. We got an amazing body of Christ here. We got an amazing body of Christ. All right? Here we go. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. Now watch this. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." Who was this man? This is Obadiah's wife. We were dancing around the living room.
Love
Come
that.
On.
Yes. Praise brings endless blessing.
I joined you. Verse 2, Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in your house." Watch. She said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Well, that means that's a little bit more than nothing. She's got a jar of oil. What's that going to do? That's $30. Amen?
Amen.
What do you have in your house? I don't know. But God wants that debt totally removed so you don't have any encumbrance in your life.
Yeah.
Amen? 3. He said, "Go borrow vessels." This is Brother Mike's credit card story. "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels, and do not gather a few." She borrowed these vessels from these neighbors and then sell them oil in it.
She probably gave them a little bit for the use.
That's a plan that only God can make you come up with right there. "And when you come in, you shut the door behind you and your sons who bought the vessels to her. And wait, then you pour in all the vessels and set aside the full ones." She went from him, shut the door behind her. Her sons brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were all full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to his brother, "You tell her we don't have any left." And he said, "You tell her, because I don't want to tell her we're not out of vessels. Look at this." He said to her, "There's not another vessel." And she smacked him right in the head and said, "Didn't you hear what the prophet said? Borrow a bunch of them." Wait a minute. Are you getting the picture? She wasn't a violent lady. I was making up part of the story. But what did the prophet say? He said, "Don't borrow a few."
Yeah.
He said, "Borrow vessels from everywhere." Some theologians believe that the lady literally became an oil baroness right here in the situation. Why? Because her husband, Obadiah, had taken all the prophets that Ahab and Jezebel were trying to kill and put them in a bunch of caves and fed them bread and water, and evidently went in debt to get it done. And some believe that the stress of it caused him to have a heart attack and he died. Now he's got a debt that he's paying because he took care of them 50 prophets. Well, look at what God did. He not only wiped the debt out, but look at what it says. Verse 7, she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil, pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest."
Yeah.
They lived on the rest of that money.
He didn't say that'll get you by until live on the rest.
Say it with me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Stretch my faith.
Stretch my faith.
Where you want me to be.
Where you want me to be.
Now listen. This is why it's so important to build a relationship and hear the Father's voice. How do you do it? You declare every day, all day long, I am one with him. And you read that book. These groups of verses I'm giving you, read them, read them, read them, read them, read them, read them, read them. Over and over and over. Why? Because what are they doing? They're stretching your faith. They're filling your life with the Word of God. And when the Father says, do this, you hear them, that voice very specifically, you move, and God just takes care of a whole bunch of stuff. Do you need a new car? That young man, young lady, went down there, and when the man looked the first time, had horrible credit. And when the man looked the second time, not only did they not have horrible credit, every debt was paid in full. Have you put your debts out on a table yet? You commanded them things to be paid in full. If you haven't, start now. Pastor, but I made those debts myself. Don't you think God will require me to pay them all off one little bit at a time so I'll learn? Well, I'm thinking God might want to have a testimony here. Because you learn and you're determined not to do it again, and you want to bless and take care of the ministry and help things happen right here in the kingdom of God.
There you go.
What did Peter, James, and John do with all the fish that they caught on the first day they were in the ministry of Jesus? They went and sold that fish. People say, well, they just left it laying there on the beach. That is not Jesus. That is not Jesus. Jesus told them the one time when they provided all that food, he said, gather up all the fragments so that nothing will be lost.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah! May all y'all's debts be paid, and we just do the tent of meeting, and we just go from one city to another. And just have a wonderful tent of meeting, and everybody just be, and everybody be standing around, look at these people. We don't need your restaurants. We don't need your fuel stations. We don't need nothing from you. And you can't stop us because we're just going. Hey, you can't stop me. I think we've had a pretty good word tonight. What about you? Now, just know this. God will help you. Don't walk out of the house tomorrow and say, that's it. Mike had $30. I'm going downtown and give somebody $30 so I can see 400 manifest. No, don't do that. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you, and he will lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, I'm sure some of the rest of you got stories that you can tell, too.
You do, call in.
Not everybody has the willing spirit. No, I didn't say it that way. I'm not saying that. Not everybody wants to be heard on the radio. I don't think Mike did it first, but then it's the plan of God for him to do it. But if you got a testimony like this and you want to give glory to God, let's give glory to God. Why? Because the testimonies help all of us to walk with God. The testimonies help us all walk with God. And they give all of us courage and hope and blessing. Now, you wrote that number down. Say this. Father, do exceedingly abundantly above that.
Yeah. Father, do exceedingly abundantly above this number.
All right. So he said exceedingly abundantly. So let's say that you'll have two times that much in the bank cash.
Two times that amount in my bank account.
All right. So then write down that number next to it. And then just write it cash. The most important thing here is to realize God's going to take care of us every single day. Even if you don't have double that amount in cash, which God doesn't have a problem with you having cash, as long as cash doesn't have you.
Amen.
Amen? Possess your possessions. Don't let them possess you. Amen? Let's say it again. Possess your possessions.
Possess your possessions.
Don't let them possess you. Amen? Because now, see, God begins to move and begins to change our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Brother Warren, I don't know. I've been looking for a message from you. If you are already asleep, we totally, completely understand. Mm-hmm. And I just checking one more time to see if you got an update since you come out of surgery. I did talk to him once he came out. And shouted glory with him and told him everybody here would be praying with him and praying for him in the mighty name of Jesus. And just his name is Warren Walsh. I would encourage all of you to pray for him. He was just here last night and he had surgery today. He was in a motorcycle accident. And so I encourage you to please keep him in your prayers. And most of all, this is the prayer. Healthy, healed, and whole. Say it with me, healthy, healed, and whole.
Healthy, healed, and whole.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I think that that's it. What do you think? That's a good night, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Amazing.
That's a good night. And I think what we're going to do now is go into the communion elements and just shout glory that we got everything done. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen, amen.
And know this, God, our Father, wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. Say it with me. I believe in you, God. And I trust your hand in my life. And I know Mike is not a special child. Oh, unless, of course, you're Wilma. Let's pray. Father, I thank you. You always do so much for us. And Lord, we thank you for Brother Mike and Sister Shannon for their testimony. We don't glory in their name. We glory in your name.
Amen.
But we are very, very appreciative that you brought them to us. And we thank you for it. Lord, I pray you do this for every person that's here. As we pray on the program yesterday, every person that is here that has a business will be blessed. Dan and Gwen and Dave and Gwen, Brother Tim, Brother John, Brother Mike, all of them, everybody that's got a business will be blessed abundantly. Those that we don't even know have businesses, bless them. And we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Exceeding abundantly above all they can ask her. May their hands be funnels. May all of our bank accounts be funnels for the abundant blessing of Almighty God to bless this earth and take care of your people, take care of your preachers, take care of the work because you have blessed our life.
Amen.
We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I want to remind you that Sister Shannon, Sister Leanne, both put up the a list of the verses. Make sure you copy them out so that you can study them later on. You can look at them and read them and begin to speak the word of God into your life, because it's what produces faith for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse. Come on, let's get everything in the right place here. Verse number 23. I received from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup, a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes." 28, "Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord."
Amen.
1 John chapter 4. I'm really glad I added that. Wait a minute. I'm really glad the Holy Spirit added these verses to communion. Love has been perfected among us in this, that you may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is on that throne, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out all fear and the torment that goes with it. There's no fear in the communion elements. There's only love, the wonderful love of God our Father. Now watch this. Verse 31 says, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. And that verse in 1 John says that we'll have boldness the day of judgment. Why? Because we examine ourselves and we live in the broken body and the bloodshed of Jesus. We live in it every single day. It doesn't matter what you've done. Everybody look at the camera right now. It does not matter what you've done. Do you have to deal with God about it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you've done wrong, will you feel bad? Yeah. That's called sorrow, godly sorrow. Produces repentance. You'll feel bad. But our Father, by the blood of Jesus, wipes it out. He does not impute that sin. And then he fills you with his righteousness so that it doesn't happen again. And that is an awesome thing. When you get that revelation and that happens in your life. Here's how our this is our tradition here. We're now going to pray a prayer of salvation. We want you to join with us in Jesus' mighty name. No matter who you are, no matter your position in life, if you pray this prayer, you mean it from the depths of your heart. When you're done praying, you will be right with God. Isn't that cool to have that much confidence?
Yes,
say this with me.
It is.
Father in Jesus' name.
Father in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the only door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the only door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Through the door.
Through the door.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in my life right now.
I receive you in my life right now.
And all the work you did for me.
And all the work you did for me.
In Jesus' name. Say it, according to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
You have now made me a child of God.
You have made me a child of God.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands together and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I know I have no power to beat it. Put your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
And I receive all your righteousness.
Filling my life right now. And I receive it. In Jesus' name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
In my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the family of God. If that's the 10th time you prayed that prayer, thank you for being back with us. If you're like some of these, it's the 600th time you prayed that prayer. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because every time I pray that prayer and I say, I receive all of your righteousness, I can feel it. And that's the glory. And that's the mystery of the New Testament. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. I love this. You went from your sin, which you can't beat, to his righteousness, which obliterates the sin. In that one prayer, God literally made you one of his children. You are heirs of God, a joint heir with Jesus. Jesus is your elder brother right now. They put my address and site in there. So if you want to pray the communion prayer every day, and you should, it's on the website. All of our contact information on the website. Email address, send me an email and ask me a question. Tell me a story. Shout glory. Do something. I'll send you 10 verses that are foundation verses to live in for your Christian life. Help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Hurry up. Run and get communion elements. Okay, don't stub the couch. Stub your toe on the couch. But some bread and water, something. Cheez-Its and a Gatorade. And receive these communion elements with us, because this is a plan of God for your life. Amen. You might say, Pastor, am I really ready? Oh, yeah. You could experience that happening on the inside of you. Now, anytime the body of Christ is served like this, you, as a member of the body of Christ, can receive it. In Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements. For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
In my community.
In my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. Say this with me. By your stripes.
By your stripes.
My whole being is healed.
My whole being is healed.
And restored to perfect health.
And restored to perfect health.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass over
and cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Let's say it again. And cannot be,
on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment.
For my assignment.
My dominion mandate.
My dominion mandate.
On this earth.
On this earth.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down forever.
Is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church. Church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You ready? Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Lead us to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah.
Lord.
Brother R.W. Shambach had a song, I Know It Was the Blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day and I was lost. He died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Wait, he had a little gruff. He had a little gruffer voice in there. I know it was the blood. He cast out so many devils and preached so many amazing tent meetings. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, that's what we got, guys. Don't let anybody know we let you out this early.
Well, we're going to be watch partying, right, if anybody wants to join that.
If you want to join us with a watch party, we're going to watch party if you're still available with Dr. Barkley. And don't run over there and do the Holy Spirit Conference. It's just now getting started on the West Coast, 7:30. And just join in there and see what God's doing. Remember this, the Holy Spirit Conference. Mm-hmm. Good night, Sunday. Love you.
Sunday.
High five, ma'am. High five. Or 10. Matter of fact, I say this no matter what they do. Our watch party keeps working no matter what.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, if Brother Mike can hand $3,430 over to that lady, then our watch party can work. Anyways, remember this about the Holy Spirit Conference. It is not a church meeting like this. It is a time for them to get together and allow the Holy Spirit to do it. Kind of like what we do here every night. But, of course, there people are live, and they're laying hands on people and prophesying and everything else. And so it's a different form of a meeting. But Brother Hagin always said this. You're going to have a meeting. Label it. So everybody knows what to expect. Amen. We come here and we expect this to be a healing room. We expect people's lives to be touched. We expect miracles to happen and the word of God to speak loudly tonight. And look what God said to us tonight. I provide, I provide, I provide, I provide, I provide, I provide, I provide. Watch me provide. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right. I got one more closing verse to give you. Sister Phyllis Raymond has me stuck in the book of Revelation. Or Jude.
Jude
20 through 25. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, when you're having trouble dealing with another Christian because of their big mouth, bad attitude, whatever, or maybe it's your big mouth, bad attitude, according to verse 20 and 21, praying the Holy Ghost, because you keep yourself in the love of God. And you look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. If your mouth's wrong, you need to be in the love and stay in the mercy. I mean, everybody has a bad day. You have a bad attitude. God delivers you from both of them. Amen. 24. Now on to him. No, wait, 22. I missed it. On some have compassion. Making a distinction. Others drag them out of the fire, hating even the garments defiled by the flesh. 24. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. According. That ain't the right verse.
Those good verses, though.
I will read the Bible now. Unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Love you guys. Sunday, Chris, bless you guys. Shannon, bless you. Wilma, Velma, Mary, Pastor, Rebecca Smith, Dan and Gwen, Kelly Delker, Dave and Gwen, Bob, Mary, Sue, and Delilah. God bless you all. John Wayner, I saw him here.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you, John. Brother Warren, bless you. Kathy Angaroni, bless you. What's our Susan? We bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Just going down the list. James Byer, we bless you. Love you, man. Jeff Tomlin, love you. Maxine McDowell, we love you. God bless you. Thanks for being a part. You guys are on. Gary West, I bless you. Just check the list. If I scroll gently, I get all the way back to the beginning. Rebecca Smith, Christine Barkley, bless you. Here we go. Going to the Holy Spirit Conference. What do we say every time we get here?
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.